Now, WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. As you can hear there, a white nationalist protest in Charlottesville devolved into violence last night when it was met with a counter-protest. The Post reports one of the counter-protesters used some sort of chemical spray. Police jumped in to break up the brawl and end the march. More actions expected today there at the Unite the Right rally.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has ordered the Virginia National Guard to be on standby ahead of the rally today. About 1,000 participants are expected to attend, and large numbers of counter-protesters are also expected to show up. The governor says while he thinks the majority of participants will express their views safely, some attendees could be violent.
Correspondent Pat Piper there. The city wanted to move the rally away from Emancipation Park, home to a statue of Robert E. Lee, and into a bigger park. But a federal judge sided with rally organizers who said moving the rally would be a violation of free speech. A 17-year-old reportedly still in grave condition after she was shot in the head by a stray bullet while driving through Northeast D.C. on Thursday. The alleged shooter, Philip Carlos McDaniel, is set to make an initial appearance in court this morning. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom's calling the shooting senseless, saying it happened as McDaniel was arguing with another man Thursday afternoon. McDaniel's also awaiting trial on a gun and drug charges from a month ago. The shooting victim is the daughter of a veteran D.C. police detective. She had been set to head to college next week. President Trump spent part of his Friday night on the phone calling both Chinese President Xi and the governor of Guam, Eddie Baza Calvo, to discuss the escalating tensions with North Korea.
With all the criticism going on over there from a guy that's being targeted, we need a president like you. So I'm just so thankful, and I'm glad you're holding the helm.
That is Guam Governor Calvo. President Xi reportedly urged caution to President Trump.
Xi Jinping really seemingly tried to calm the situation down, urging for restraint, hinting perhaps that the comments coming from President Trump are not helpful from the Chinese perspective.
That's correspondent David McKenzie in Hong Kong. Barely a quarter of the way into this two-year term, a lot of House members are already talking about retirement or thinking about other jobs.
More than 20 House members who won last November plan to make this their last term or have already left the House, the latter group mostly Republicans who joined the Trump administration. Some of those leaving say they just want to spend more time with their families. Others, on both sides of the aisle, plan to run for governor or the Senate. And one congressman, Maryland Democrat John Delaney, who's now in his third term, is running for president. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Maryland and Virginia's governors, along with D.C.'s mayor, set to get together in a couple weeks to figure out a path forward for metro funding. Post reports a meeting will be happening on August 28th at Mount Vernon. The region's still trying to figure out the best way to make sure Metro has enough money to stay healthy well into the future. It's the only major transit system in the country without a dedicated source of funding. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's called for a 1 cent per dollar sales tax throughout the region, but Governors Larry Hogan and Terry McAuliffe aren't entirely on board yet. And a federal judge in Denver is tossing out a lawsuit against Taylor Swift, but will allow the trial against the singer's mother and manager to go forward.
Former DJ David Mueller sued Swift, her mother, manager, and others, claiming that the accusation that he groped the singer during a photo op cost him his job and future work in radio, an accusation that he flatly denies. The judge said Mueller did not prove it was Swift who got him fired, so that was tossed, but also named in the suit Swift's mother and manager that will continue and go to the jury. Also, the countersuit filed against Mueller by Swift over the alleged groping incident will also go to the jury. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Nats got rained out. They'll play two with the Giants on Sunday. The A's came back late to beat the O's 5-4. Redskins linebacker Trent Murphy's out for the season with a torn ACL. Traffic and weather's up next.
From seasonal storms.
Active weather on the way for the Mid-Atlantic today.
To full-scale weather events.
Some storms pack heavy rainfall, some wind, and maybe hail.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
The wind gust right now, along with the heavy rain, the two main culprits with the storms that are coming through.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We say good morning to James Stanley.
Steve, good morning. Thank you and welcome back. We have a problem. Beltway interloop between Colesville Road to about University Boulevard. Everything's off on the right shoulder, but we've got some onlooker delays as we move through there. It did have a couple of lanes taken out, and now it is starting to unwind. Here in the district, we have a crash New Hampshire Avenue northbound. This is right at Quincy. All of the lanes blocked through here. You may want to try an alternate route to get around that if you can until they can get everything moved off of the road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More scattered storms around today into the low 80s, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny, mid-80s. We're at 73 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years. But that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Now, the Saturday morning update. At AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. The Congress in recess, the president on a quote-unquote working vacation, but clearly an abundance of news this morning. And to help put it in perspective, John Gizzi is the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick, and I thought I would have an easy week or so with the president out of town and no briefings, but it certainly has not turned that way.
President Trump taking a very strong and bold stance on North Korea, prompting a letter from over 60 Democrats critical of his approach to North Korea. Put this approach of President Trump in contrast with prior presidents, a lot of people saying this is the most extreme language they've ever heard from a United States president.
Well, I would say it certainly is the most graphic and direct language. When someone says we are locked and loaded as a follow-up to fire and fury will meet the North Koreans if they proceed on this course, that's pretty strong. It should be noted that presidents for a few generations, in fact, going back to Harry Truman when North Korea was formed, have used strong language about the regime in Pyongyang that never de-Stalinized. And remember, threats about nuclear musketry from Kim Jong-un's father and his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, have been frequent and very much farcical, it turned out, when their missiles could not even get out of the launching pad. But it's clear that's the direction they're going in. President Trump went as far as any president went, but it should also be reminded, as former National Security Council advisor Richard Allen told me, that he should be prepared to back up his words with action if he's going to utter them.
So we're seeing the reaction from the Democrats and some Republicans as well. Give us a sense of the constitutional powers of the president under the War Powers Act and what the Congress may or may not be able to do in terms of trying to have an impact on Trump's power as they have done with the special counsel.
The War Powers Act was passed in the early 1970s with the expressed goal of limiting President Nixon and then President Gerald Ford from recommitting American military might into Vietnam in order to save South Vietnam if the Communist North launched another offensive. And very simply, the War Powers Act means that in order to strike and commit American forces abroad, a president must state a detailed reason to Congress. Now, this does not stop, in the event of an emergency, a president from making a commitment of troops or air power, but he then has a period of days to explain that to Congress, or Congress can then vote to officially cut off the action he's taken. So the War Powers Act is a limitation on what a president can do, but at the same time, a president is going to do it and then will justify the fact after. It's like the old admonition from the Jesuits: it's better to seek forgiveness than permission.
So the president held a lengthy question and answer session late Friday afternoon, flanked by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. This is somewhat in contrast to the lack of communication that he's had with the media recently. He's been quite open this past week. What's prompting him to spend so much more time with the media?
Well, it's very clear that the president is going to do something regarding North Korea. I might add that I learned yesterday that the president would interrupt his vacation late Monday evening and return to the White House for briefings, and that may lead to a press briefing Tuesday afternoon. I don't know about that, but it is very clear that he is either going to use U.S. military force or form an alliance of allies who are nervous about the saber rattling from Pyongyang. Certainly statements from South Korea and Japan indicate that they do believe the North is serious when it talks about a bombing of nearby Guam. But one thing should be remembered. There's an axiom in war that military power is relative to distance. It is effective in the inverse ratio to the distance at which it is exercised. In other words, if you live nearby, you tend to be more likely to exercise power because you are threatened by the outside force. The United States in Vietnam could only fight the North Vietnamese to a standstill. The North Vietnamese never believed that the U.S. would go for an all-out victory and crush them. Why? Because they don't live there. The South Vietnamese did. In this case, it is going to take an effort from the South Koreans as well as Japan and some other neighboring allies, perhaps the Philippines, to finally put North Korea in its place. The U.S. will not go it alone. The guess of this reporter, who has watched incidents like this for more than 20 years, is that North Korea has a long history of dropping bombs on South Koreans' vessels, of tormenting South Korean citizens and even kidnapping them, and even going after South Korean soldiers in the demilitarized zones. They once had a massive axe murder right there along the 37th parallel. It is very likely they will continue and step up these events as they continue to develop weapons. It is probably in the long run up to the South Koreans themselves, as well as any allies they have, to stop the North Koreans, not a nuclear bomb from the United States.
There was a lot of speculation as to how things might change at the White House under the new Chief of Staff, John Kelly. Have you sensed much of a change? The President has gone back to a rather aggressive stance on his tweeting, to say the least.
All right. Well, not even a four-star general can stop him from tweeting. So all of the talk about his wife or other staffers stopping him just seems out of the question at this point. He likes to tweet, and he's going to tweet. Now, I will say that General Kelly clearly is setting his own imprint on the White House. Everyone who's there sees the president by going through him. In addition, those who are found to be leakers are going to be severely punished. He made that clear at a meeting of 200 staffers. So I think he has the White House in ship shape so far. Although as an old Marine, he wouldn't appreciate me likening him to a naval officer. I must say that in terms of the recent Korean crisis, the president has been listening clearly to General McMaster, his national security advisor. In just the last few weeks, McMaster has either moved out or outright fired five national security aides. He's putting his imprint on that very office. He is known as a hardliner, someone who saw action and served with valor in Iraq, and he is clearly going to be a proponent of a hard line against Korea. Same is true for General Mattis, although he would tell you, as Secretary of Defense, that a direct confrontation with the U.S. and North Korea alone would be fatal and folly. My guess is that Donald Trump is listening to these people, but very clearly the person who is orchestrating the information is his Chief of Staff, General John Kelly. One postscript. I don't think that Sebastian Gorka, increasingly the face of the administration on foreign policy, gets out to talk to reporters or does sound bites without saying yes, sir, after a conference with the man in the Chief of Staff's office.
And we're going to talk with John about Mitch McConnell versus Donald Trump next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley.
Rick, we got that earlier accident cleared on the Beltway. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We have a new accident, though. It's on the Beltway Outer Loop right around Connecticut at exit 33. It's off on the right shoulder. It's a stalled car. That's a work zone on Pennsylvania Avenue here in the district westbound between 26th to M Street. All of those lanes are blocked for that construction project. And we have an accident that happened just before 5 o'clock this morning that's still there. It's got New Hampshire Avenue northbound at Quincy Northwest shut down completely. Going to have to get an alternate route to get around there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms for Saturday, high temperature to 82. For tomorrow, look for sunshine, high 85. Some clouds Monday and Tuesday with the highs in the low 80s. 72 right now in Washington, going up to 82. 719 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, let's turn to Capitol Hill. President Trump and Mitch McConnell going back and forth this week after Mitch McConnell said Trump had excessive expectations for the legislative process. Trump responding in one of the tweets to McConnell, "Get back to work. You can do it." Very interesting strategy. How's this going to play out for the president?
Well, I think the president is playing to his base, who frankly do not like either Senate Majority Leader McConnell or House Speaker Paul Ryan. He does not repudiate them outright, but he gives them the proverbial kicks in the gluteus maximus. get to work, work harder, come up with that one vote. Never mentioning, of course, that they would not have needed that one vote if the American Health Care Act, the alternative to Obamacare, were better explained to the American public. The president clearly has an unusual strategy, which would be akin to Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder tormenting a whole string of recent coaches, including the legendary Joe Gibbs. I'm sure he does that in private, but he does not go giving interviews to the press about it. That said, let's put the cards on the table. Mitch McConnell is going to be majority leader for some time to come. He will not be removed. The president can needle him, he can tweet about him, and he can even say these things when they meet. And you know something? They're going to still have to work together if they want to have true changes in health care and real tax reform. One more thing. This is the first president who has never held elective or appointive office. He has really not had many dealings with members of Congress beyond writing checks to them. And he's written checks to members of Congress of both parties. He is not used to the give and take, to having the cup of coffee or even the after-dinner drink with the leader of the legislative branch, as Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton were masters at doing. I do think that we may see a few more of the social events of the president and the first lady dining with members of Congress and their wives, and it might be a good way to start this when everyone returns from their vacation with a dinner with Mitch McConnell and his wife, who happens to serve in the president's cabinet.
John, of course, Attorney General Sessions left a vacant seat in the Senate when he moved over to the administration. And each state, I guess, has different laws on how they approach the replacement of a senator. How do they do it in Alabama? What's next?
Well, when Senator Sessions resigned to become Attorney General Sessions back in February, the governor of Alabama appointed then-State Attorney General Luther Strange to the U.S. Senate. And Luther Strange is a big man, literally. He's 6'9", the tallest person ever to serve in the Senate in American history. Will he stand tall with the voters on Tuesday? That's not certain. For one thing, he was appointed by a governor who was then under investigation for criminal activity and for using public funds to help a woman with whom he was having an extramarital affair. This finally drove Governor Robert Bentley out of the governor's mansion and into the private sector. Before he left, he appointed the person who was investigating him, namely Luther Strange, to the U.S. Senate. This has hung over Senator Strange like a cloud, but many Republicans back him throughout the state, and President Trump recently weighed in with a strong endorsement that is used in Strange's commercials. Several other Republicans are in a primary against him on Tuesday. Congressman Mo Brooks, State Senator Todd Pittman, and the most famous challenger of all, Judge Roy Moore. That's right, same former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, removed for insisting on putting up a monument containing the Ten Commandments when his fellow justices told him not to, returned to the office, and then again ousted because he urged disobedience for the gay marriage laws that were upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, this master of civil disobedience, who has such a following among cultural conservatives, is the front runner in most polls for the U.S. Senate. Under Alabama election law, the two top Republicans will meet in a runoff in October, and then they will face, the winner will face, the Democratic nominee in December. His name's a very familiar one on the ballot, Robert Kennedy. It's never dull in Alabama politics.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Google Gizzi on politics, the easiest way to find John. Have a good weekend.
You you have a good weekend, too. And stay cool and keep hoping that this rain cools the place down.
And it's 7:25 now on the Saturday morning update. Up next, not one loss Thursday night for the Redskins, but two. That's next.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now,
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
So the Redskins opened the preseason battle of the Beltway Thursday night against the Ravens. Not good.
No, things didn't look too great there, especially if you look at the offense. It looked a little anemic. If you're looking for a bright spot, and again, this is the preseason, so you don't want to pin all of your hopes on one preseason game, but a bright spot was the defense. A lot of the new additions by free agency or the new draft picks look pretty good. We talked to Trevor Maddich on the morning show yesterday. He mentioned especially nose guard Phil Taylor, that is. That position's been historically weak for the Skins, but Phil Taylor at nose guard looked good. Mac Brown at linebacker looked pretty good. Another linebacker, as you alluded to, went down. That was Trent Murphy, and we learned yesterday that Trent is now out for the season with a torn ACL. That hurts. He was second in sacks on the team last year with 9. Trent was going to be out for the first 4 weeks with a performance-enhancing drug suspension, but now instead of 4 weeks, it is the entire season that he's out.
And they're back at it again this week.
They're back at it again a week from today. They are home at FedEx Field for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, the good news is I think when they perform poorly in the preseason, they do much better in the regular season.
Yeah.
So I'll take it as a plus.
Right, that's the preseason. You can't take it as too much of an indicator, yeah.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
What could you do with an extra $1,000, $2,000, or even more every month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free online Trading Academy Investor Foundations class here in the DMV this week so you can check this out. Call 877-304-TRADE. You will receive your own do-it-yourself investor's kit, a value of $247 when you attend. Seating is limited for these free classes this week. Call 877-304-TRADE right now. Just think, a second paycheck without having to work a second job. Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of August, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
7:30 News is next with Steve Burns, and we're back. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in the next half hour. North Korea, what would a U.S. strike look like? The back channel discussions continue. What's the role of China? We'll get some answers from Tony Schaefer coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. President Trump speaking on the phone with Guam Governor Eddie Baza Calvo last night to reassure him that the U.S. is ready to defend the island territory. In Guam, there's been concern about a possible strike and could have ramifications.
60% of the economy is driven by tourism here. The other 30% is the second big employer, and that's the U.S. military. That is the real threat that hangs over. Maybe not a military strike, but they do fear the tourists won't come.
It's correspondent Martin Savage. The fiancé of Justine Damon, the Australian woman shot and killed by a Minneapolis police officer, is telling more than 200 mourners it felt like a privilege to love Justine. Don Damon spoke Friday night at a memorial in Minneapolis. He shared with the crowd some of the optimism she expressed in three or four pages of words she'd free write every morning. He said he had immense gratitude for being the one she chose. They were scheduled to be married next week. The officers involved in the shooting are still on paid administrative leave as the investigation continues. Video gamers could be going for the gold at the Olympics in Paris come 2024.
The explosion in the popularity of so-called esports has the organizers of Paris's Olympic bid interested about gaming possibly joining the 2024 program. The video game tournaments are drawing large young crowds to arenas across the globe. Esports are already being embraced by the Asian Games, where it will become a full sport by the 2022 edition. Paris will be confirmed next month as host of the Olympics in 7 years after its only competitor, Los Angeles, agreed to take the 2028 Summer Games. Final decisions on any additions for Paris's Olympics will come sometime after Tokyo holds its closing ceremony in 2020. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports. The Nats got rained out last night. They'll play two with the Giants on Sunday. The A's came back late to beat the O's 5-4. Redskins lose linebacker Trent Murphy for the year with a torn ACL. Traffic and weather's next.
The news you need when you start up each morning. Washington Mornings on the Mall. Weekdays 5 till 9.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
7:33 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Get the latest with James Stanley.
It's early and this morning's rain hasn't hit us yet, but we've already got a few issues. New crash, Steve, just coming in. I-97 through Maryland is on the southbound side, right at Maryland 100. That's exit 14. We've got a left shoulder crash. Beltway outer loop right around Connecticut Avenue. We've got a stalled vehicle that's off on the right shoulder, just onlooker delays. And here in the district, New Hampshire Avenue northbound at Quincy, we had an earlier crash that was blocking all of the lanes of traffic and continues to for a little while longer. We'll let you know when that gets picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More scattered storms around today into the low 80s, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny, mid-80s. We're at 74 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabriel, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Belong outside your home, not in it.
EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home, while Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey Safeway shoppers, did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate, Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate, Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. You could earn a fall term scholarship worth up to $1,000. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a trained CIA intel operative and also Fox News contributor. Tony, great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Absolutely. Well, of course, North Korea, the hot topic. And yeah. As we look at the whole scenario, first question I would have for you is, if the United States needed to take action, what do you think a strike would look like? Would it be a surgical strike? Would we take out nuclear facilities only? Would we try to take out Kim Jong-un? What would you envision?
Well, the president actually has a spectrum of options available to him, and the Pentagon's gone through and revised their plan of 50-15, which covers this area of the world. And Rick, the honest answer is it's whatever the president wants. You've got the ability to do everything from special operations force strikes. Some of those strikes have been contemplated since the early 90s, as a matter of fact, all the way up to and including nuclear weapons. So I think it really is more about what the president says he'd like to do in response to a provocation rather than having one set and ready to go. The theater commanders obviously have some level of autonomy here to respond instantly if something happens. That is to say that they're not going to have to ask Washington for permission to defend themselves. And within that spectrum, obviously, we have defensive measures that include THAAD, Patriot, and Aegis. The Aegis cruisers, near missile systems, can take down missiles. All those are things available for the defensive side. The offensive side, well, you know, a lot of those are classified. I suspect we've probably got some advanced technology we could probably use against the North Koreans if we so choose. And frankly, it wouldn't, as President Trump said, very devastating to the North Korean leadership. I think Un is a target. He would be personal. This would be very personal against him. And frankly, I think we've had a long time, 50 plus years, to kind of map out where their defensive and offensive systems are. So it would, I think it would be very devastating to North Koreans should they choose to ever try anything.
Would we have the technology to do a significant cyber strike that could be a warning slash and destructive in its own way?
The cyber operations issue is something that that was used against the Iranians. And I suspect that there are similar things that are on the shelf available to go against the North Koreans. And, yeah, there's some things we could do. We have to remember, though, that this is the Hermit Kingdom. They are not plugged into the rest of the world like most countries are. So you're not talking about being able to do a devastating mass cyber attack, taking down their internet backbone and having any effect. We have to be much more precise and focused on what we believe would be government-controlled sites and things like that. But the answer is, yeah, there's things we can do. But again, since they don't have as big a footprint as other nations do, it wouldn't be quite as devastating to them as other nations.
That's interesting. Now, the experts are saying they're pretty certain that North Korea could put a nuclear-tipped warhead on an ICBM, but right, they have doubts that the bomb would survive the flight. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And the first question on that is, if the bomb doesn't survive the flight, what happens to it, and is there radioactivity that ends up somewhere, even if it's not at the target?
Well, let's begin with the latter. No, if something's reentering the atmosphere and burns up, it's going to be scattered pretty well, and I don't think you're talking about much of it reaching any ground area. But to the point of reentry, look, these people have been making ceramic material for a long time. And that's all we're really talking about here, Rick, as a ceramic shield that can withstand those temperatures. And frankly, you know, based on the technology, I'm aware of how we do it. It has to shatter at a certain point anyway to be able to allow the vehicle itself to kind of go to its final destination, its final target. So I'm one of those that says we need to be presuming that they've already solved that issue and they can do something. But, you know, you're talking about the terminal phase of the flight. And by that time, my biggest worry is the telemetry, the gyroscopics of where it goes. These things, you can get them reentered, but they may not be near their target. So you're talking about, you know, and I'm worried about the fact that they may shoot at Guam and want to try to miss Guam and they end up hitting Guam. And trust me, that's not going to be a good thing. So I'm more worried about where these things come down rather than surviving reentry.
And if it is not a nuclear attack, but there is military action,
yeah,
and it affects South Korea, give us a sense of the threat to South Korea, the proximity of North Korea to South Korea, and there's people are saying catastrophic, they're saying devastation.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of what that might look like if South Korea is drawn into this.
Well, for those who have not been to Korea, it's something to behold. Look, Seoul, South Korea, is within direct artillery range of the North. And we're talking about a city of 25 million people. And so it is no small thing, Rick. And this is one of the things that's been troubling and why North Korea has been so effective in holding South Korea hostage to its antics, is because they've threatened Seoul before. And the Seoul itself is bordered by the Han River, and there's a limited number of river crossings. So again, it would be catastrophic, to say the least, if you have 25 million people in panic trying to cross seven river crossings. It would be horrific. So it's very clear that the North Koreans have used that over and over again as a lever. I think it's time we give it up, though. As much as it could be devastating and South Korea could be invaded. And frankly, look, the North Koreans have had a plan to go south, and they could go quite a ways in based on their experience from the Korean War. But again, they're limited. They've got about 30 days, give or take, of fuel, food, and weapons, ammunition. They're a hermit kingdom. They don't have unlimited resources. They can't call up the United States and have weapons airlifted in. And I don't think the Russians or Chinese would help come to their aid if they started. So I think this is where we have to recognize that, yeah, it would be hugely catastrophic. But, you know, I think it's time we give up the idea of allowing them to hold these people hostage in South Korea.
All right, let's try and look a little more positive by talking about the role of back-channel negotiations. Now, yeah. It's been reported that the U.S. envoy to North Korea, Joseph Yoon, had negotiations with a North Korean counterpart in the release of the student, Otto Warmbier. What is your sense of what may be going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of that could possibly tone this down?
Well, there's always contact. I mean, this is where I think there's a misperception in the public about the level of friction. Look, we've got diplomatic contact, we've got military contact. There's a place called Panmunjom. It's at the Joint Security Area on the DMZ there between the two nations, North and South. I think the idea here is that neither side has completely broken contact. They may get uppity with each other and get upset and storm out of the room, but there's always some level of contact. So at this point in time, there's been no diminution that I'm aware of those back channel and continuous contacts. And as a matter of fact, I think both those who actually work this issue are very rational and understand that the biggest threat to peace is miscalculation. So I think those who have been working this both on the military side and the diplomatic side are very cognizant of what's at stake. I think there's always been some level of dialogue going on, even during these really, really difficult times.
You mentioned miscalculation. There's been a miscalculation in policy for over two decades. We're going to continue our conversation with Tony next, but first a quick check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley is here.
We're still seeing some delays this morning on the Beltway from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Now checking the roads. It's the Beltway Outer Loop right around Connecticut, number 33. Got a right shoulder block. That's a stalled car over there. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge through Maryland. You're down to just one left lane taken out with a work zone. Crash on 97 southbound right around Maryland Highway 100. It's off on the left shoulder, so get to the right to get through there. And here in Virginia. And in Virginia, Chain Bridge Road northbound between Fairfax Boulevard to about Eaton Place. All of those lanes are blocked for a road project. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's going to be a gray one and could be wet today. We're looking for a possibility of thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperature 82. Nice tomorrow. Sunshine up to 85 for Monday, Tuesday. Cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Right now in Washington, 73. We're going up to 82 and it's 7:48.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update. We're talking with Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Fox News contributor. And I want to take you back to 1999, Tony. This is Donald Trump on NBC in 1999 talking about North Korea.
First, I'd negotiate. I would negotiate like crazy, and I'd make sure that we tried to get the best deal possible. The biggest problem this world has is nuclear proliferation. And we have a country out there in North Korea, which is sort of wacko, which is not a bunch of dummies, and they are going out and they are developing nuclear weapons. And they're not doing it because they're having fun doing it. They're doing it for a reason. And wouldn't it be good to sit down and really negotiate something, and ideally negotiate? Now, if that negotiation doesn't work, you better solve the problem now than solve it later, Tim. And you know it, and every politician knows it, and nobody wants to talk about it. Jimmy Carter, who I really like, and he went over there. It was so soft. These people are laughing at us.
That's not Donald Trump last night at Bedminster. That's Donald Trump in 1999.
Right.
And since then, Tony, it's been appeasement.
Oh, completely correct. And he was farther ahead of the curve than he knew. I mean, Rick, at the time, we knew they had five nuclear weapons the very moment he was saying that. So he was very prescient about what was going on, and many of us agreed with him. It's like, look, as intelligence officers working this, we saw this continue to get worse. You know, the 1994 framework agreement that President Clinton put in place is, by the way, almost to chapter and verse the same one now the Iranians have in place, resulted in a hardened path to establish nuclear weapons. So President Trump is completely correct. The idea of kicking the can down the road and hoping that someone else will take care of this only makes it worse. So now we're faced with a nation of the last estimate I was told was 60 nuclear weapons. Those things, even if the North Koreans never use them, are available to other nations or terrorist groups. And one of our biggest concerns with miniaturization, Rick, is they can put these things in a small pleasure craft or a freight container and get them into the United States. So we have to understand that nuclear proliferation is potentially horrific. And this does give terrorists or rogue nations like North Korea significant capabilities which they should not have. And, you know, look, I think President Trump's the man to change the paradigm, and he already has. And I think we have to take this very seriously, because if we don't, then I think, as he said, other more catastrophic things far worse down the road are going to happen.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President, Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you, as always.
All right, thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:51, Saturday morning update.
Many Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WNAL.
When's the last time you really looked at the floors in your home? How old is that carpet? Is that the original linoleum on your kitchen floor? If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, then you need to call 50 Floor. One of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule and help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, your unique needs, and budget. It couldn't be more convenient. And installation, it's so easy. And during the month of August, it's free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, contact 50 Floor. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. And when you use the promo code WMAL, you'll get an additional $100 discount. Again, that's 50floor.com. Just schedule an in-home consultation today, and you'll get an additional $100 discount when you use promo code WMAL. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure. 50floor.com, 50floor.com.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Start dating tomorrow by calling or texting 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Saturday morning update. We are at 7:54. And you saw Donald Trump prodding Attorney General Sessions. And everybody thought, oh, why doesn't he fire him, or Sessions is on the way out, or Trump's trying to force him to quit. No, he was just prodding him to move in a direction the president wanted to see him go in. And the president now seems to be more pleased with Jeff Sessions. So he's done similar prodding this week with Mitch McConnell. And a lot of people are criticizing the president for getting into a spat with the Senate Majority Leader. But this is kind of what started it. This is Mitch McConnell at a Rotary Club meeting in Kentucky on Monday.
Our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before. And I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
All right. In a Congress where seemingly nothing is getting done, after 7 years of talking about repeal and replace, that didn't get done, I would expect the president might have expectations, because I think the American people have similar expectations that something will get done, especially with a Republican White House, a Republican House of Representatives, and a Republican Senate. But it hasn't gotten done. So the president, clearly critical, and Mitch McConnell went on.
And so part of the reason I think people feel like we're underperforming is because too many kind of artificial deadlines, unrelated to the reality of the complexity of legislating, may not have been fully understood. And of course, our political adversaries would be love to say that any time.
Artificial deadline? 7 years? Is that an artificial deadline? Whatever. The point being, I think the American people expect things to move faster, and I think the American president expects things to move faster. And I think the president is prodding Mitch McConnell to try to get things to move faster. Wouldn't you think they'd take the hint up on Capitol Hill that the American people want to see some things get done, especially after they elected an entire Republican administration and Congress? Whatever. Quick note before we check out on the Saturday morning update. Our friend Cheryl Atkinson will be at the National Press Club. You know, her new book, which we talked about with her during the spring, it's called The Smear. Well, it is a New York Times bestseller, and she's doing an event at the National Press Club Thursday, August 31st. And if you would like to attend, the tickets are just $10. The proceeds go to charity, and you don't need to buy a book. But it is Cheryl Atkinson at the National Press Club, and if you would like to be there, go to press.org. That's pretty simple. Press.org. Look at the events page, and you can pick up tickets there. $10 goes to charity.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
If you're looking at your monthly financial statement and wondering what you're paying for, you're not in a true wealth management relationship. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. We give you all the investment and financial planning guidance you need, and when you need it. For a collaborative financial partner who keeps your bottom line in mind, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home, while Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. keep it right here at WMAL throughout the weekend. Any late-breaking developments on the situation with North Korea. And keep it on WMAL throughout the Redskins season, where you will hear every Redskins game right here. WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.